Mesachas Kelaim, Perek Tess, Mishnah Gimel, until Perek Tess, Mishnah Vov. The Torah says, Uveged Kelaim Shatnez, Lo Yale Olecha. That an item of clothing which contains shatnez, both wool and linen, cannot go upon you. You cannot wear it. And we learn from there that Kelaim is only forbidden if you're wearing that piece of clothing in a normal way as a piece of clothing. And because of that, Mitpchos Yahyodayim, towels which one uses to dry his hands, Mitpchos HaSeforim, towels and cloths which are used to wrap a Sefer Torah, Mitpchos HaSefog, towels used to absorb the water after one washes his body, so body towels, Ein Bo Hemishum Kelayim, are not included in the prohibition of Kelayim, because no one uses these as clothes, and although they may go on your body, the intention is not to wear them. They don't keep you warm like clothing does, and therefore you would be able to use these even if they contain both wood and linen. However, Rabbi Eliezer forbids you to do this, because although the purpose of these things is not for clothes, a person would still sometimes use them in a way similar to clothing. For example, he might use the hand towels to provide warmth for him. He might temporarily put the cloths which are used to wrap the Sefer Torah on his lap, which again might keep him warm. And with regards to the big body towel, so he might actually wrap himself up with that. He might cover his legs with that for a while, so that he's not totally unclothed. So in that way, he is using it like clothes. And therefore, according to Rabbi Eliezer, although the purpose of these things is not to be used as clothes, since sometimes somebody would use them for a similar purpose, it's forbidden to use these altogether if they contain both wool and linen. And cloths of barbers, and this is referring to a piece of clothing which somebody would wear over the clothing which he's already wearing when he's having a haircut, so that the hair does not go on his clothes, and it had a space to put your head through. It was very much like a normal garment, and therefore asurus mishum kelayim. They are forbidden under the category of kelayim, meaning if they do contain both wool and linen, it would be forbidden to wear this, because this does very much resemble a real piece of clothing. So even according to the Tanakama, this would be forbidden. Mishnah Dalet, tachriche hameis. Burial shrouds, that which a body is buried in, the garment which it's wrapped in, as well as umardas shel chamor, the saddle of a donkey, that which one sits on when riding a donkey, Ein Bo Hemishum Kelayim. These two things do not come under the category, they are not included in the prohibition of Kelayim. And the reason for the Tachriche Hameis, the garments which a dead body is wrapped in, is for two reasons. Number one, a dead person is no longer obligated in mitzvahs, and furthermore, because he doesn't gain any benefit or any warmth from having these garments wrapped around him. So they are not serving as clothing. So therefore they can be used to wrap up a dead body. And the reason why somebody can sit on a saddle which contains both wood and linen is because really, midoraisa, according to the Torah, you're allowed to sit on something, even cushions, which contain both wool and linen. Because the Torah says that lo yale olecha, kelayim can't go upon you, but you can sit on kelayim. However, midrabbonon, you cannot sit on things like cushions, which contain both wool and linen, because you're worried that the thread might come out and end up sticking to you for a little bit, in which case the kelayim will be on you. However, a saddle is very hard, the threads don't really get worn away and come off, and therefore even with Rabbanon you're allowed to sit on a saddle which contains both wood and linen, because we're not concerned that some threads will come off and stick to the person's skin. However, says the Mishnah, that's when you're sitting on the saddle. But to put the saddle on you, lo yitin amar dad sal kasefei, he cannot put the saddle up on his shoulder, afilu lehoitzi lehozovel, even if it's in order to bring out the rubbish, and he puts the rubbish on his shoulder. But having the saddle on his shoulder and he puts the rubbish on the saddle, even though he's not using the saddle in the way that he normally wears clothing, it's still forbidden, because the Torah says that uveged kelaim lo yale olecha, that clothing containing kelaim cannot go upon you. So to put the saddle on his shoulder would come under the prohibition of shatnez. Mishnah Hey, we learned earlier on in this perek that one is not allowed to wear a shatnez clothing, an item of clothing containing both wool and linen, even above 10 other items of clothing. Even though it's clear that he's not intending to do that in order to derive benefit or warmth, since that does happen, that mission is of the opinion that dovosh ein miskavein osur, that even if you don't intend to do something, if that thing occurs, if that result, in this case, the clothing providing warmth and benefit, even if that's not what you're intending for, it's still forbidden. Now this Mishnah argues with that Mishnah, and this Mishnah is of the opinion that dovosh ein miskavein mutter, that if your intent is not for the forbidden thing, then it's allowed. And because of that, Meichri Chesus, those who sell items of clothing, Meichrin Kadaikon, can sell in their usual manner, clothing which contains both wool and linen. So if, let's say, they're selling a shatnas item of clothing to a non-Jew, they're allowed to sell it in the normal way, and the normal way is actually to wear it themselves, so that the customers can see how it looks. So the seller can wear this item of clothing, even though it contains both wool and linen, since he's not intending to wear it to derive benefit and to keep himself warm. He's not wearing it in the normal way that clothing is worn, for the same reason. And therefore it's permitted, because this Mishnah holds that Dovash Ein Miskavin Mutter, that if you're not intending to do it for the forbidden way, and the forbidden way here is wearing it for the sake of warmth, so if that's not your intention, then it's okay. As long as they don't intend during the hot season, during the summer, because of the sun, to protect them from the sun, and during the rain season, during the winter, wearing it to protect them from the rain, if that's their intention by wearing it, then of course it's forbidden, because then the clothing is functioning as regular clothing. But if that's not their intention, then it's okay, according to this Mishnah. Nevertheless, says the Mishnah, that Sanuim, those who are very particular about keeping mitzvahs in the best way possible, mafshilim b'makel, they should just hang the clothings on hangers and not put it on them, so that they totally avoid the kilayim going on them at all. Mishnah Vov, and this is a continuation of the previous Mishnah, tofri chesus, those who sew clothing, if they have clothing which contains kilayim, tofrin kadarkon, they can sew it in the usual manner, which is to put the clothes on their knees, on their laps, and to work on them and sew them whilst they are on their laps. Because again, this Mishnah holds that Dovash Ein Miskavin Mutter, so since their intention is not to provide warmth, it's just to sew, so their intention is not to use them as regular clothing, and therefore it's permitted, as long as they don't intend to do it in the hot season to protect them from the sun, and during the rainy season to protect them from the rain, because then they are using them as your regular clothing. But once again, vatsanuim, those who are very particular with mitzvahs, tofen ba'aretz, should sew on the ground or on a table, just not on their laps, so that the kilayim is totally not on them, and that way they avoid the prohibition of kilayim totally.